Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holsters MonsterCast Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today on well over 200-plus radio stations across the country. We are live. It is about 6 minutes after the hour, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, and all of this is being brought to you on this platinum Lead Slinger's microphone, and it's all being presented to you by X Insurance. We've got the best sponsors in the country. We'll talk more about that later in the show as well. Did you listen to the first hour of the show? I mean, Titans. The first two segments, Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He's your voice, by the way, in the White House. Alan Gottlieb talks to the White House on a weekly basis, sometimes more frequent than that, and talks to them about judges and justices. He is your voice in the White House. If the wrong thing happens in just 9 days, you and I lose that voice in the White House, because I can promise you the Biden administration is not going to call Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and ask for his advice on judges and justices. It's not going to happen. So we have got to see to it. And I'm trying to scare you today. I asked both Alan and I asked my second guest, Dr. Robert Turner. Good heavens, talk about Robert Turner. I mean, this guy was just a monster. Talk about a titan. Unbelievable. This guy has got a resume that's as long as my leg, and I couldn't even get into most of it. And he's talking about how petrified he is about what's happening in this country today. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And now we go to Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. It's just incredible. One guest right after the other. Let's keep it rolling. Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. Great to be with you.
Hey, it's great to be with you, too. Now, I know you're out. You're hog hunting where? In Texas today?
Yeah, East Texas.
How'd it go? What do you got? You got anything you can tell us?
No, well, as soon as we're done here, we'll be out on them. We've been out. We found their tracks. We know where they are. And I figure that those that follow my Instagram will see pictures of hogs laid out in a line later tonight, early tomorrow morning.
Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. So my question for you now is, what are you using to hunt those hogs with?
I'm hunting them with a Brenton. They're carbon hunter, 22-inch carbon hunter. The action on it, Brenton USA, the action on it is absolutely ridiculous. You giggle when you shoot the gun because you're not used to – it's literally that smooth. And it's chambered in the 6.8 SPC. And if you get that ammo from Hornady or Wilson Combat – one of them, sometimes it's labeled 6.8 SPC2. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. And it's a cartridge, like a 6.5 Grendel. It's that type of cartridge, that type of performance. And, tonight I'm going to introduce some hogs to it and see what happens.
All right. So I understand. You're probably going to wind up with a review of that rifle in the near future soon, right?
Yes, that rifle. I've had it a while. I've shot it a lot, but I haven't hunted with it yet. And I really wanted to be able to do a review where I could also talk about not just the accuracy or this or that, but to be able to talk about its performance in real life. So that's why I'll probably do a review this coming week or next week on it. And then I have sitting on top of it a Pulsar Night Vision thermal scope, which picks up heat up to 2,200 yards away. So when I look through that scope tonight, everything will be blue and green except the hogs. They'll show up bright red because of their body heat, and it'll be party time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're going to have a great time. I'm jealous. And listen, let me take this opportunity to thank you for jumping in here with us today when you're busy out there doing that. I appreciate it. And listeners, I want you to understand that, you know, AWR gives us his time every single week. And we really appreciate it, AWR. It's most informative, and it means a lot to myself, the show, our partners, and all of our listeners across the country today. So let's go, first off, I want to go to Chicago with you, AWR, because it's always terrible to have to do this, but fun in the sense that it becomes almost laughable week after week after week when I have to read a headline from you. 14 shot, at least three fatally, Friday into Sunday. Sunday morning, this morning, today, listener, in Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. And Dick Durbin was grandstanding at ACB's hearing, trying to blame her problems and the Democrat, socialist, Marxist problems on Indiana. It is a disgusting, despicable display of, let's just say, arrogance and elitism from Dick Durbin, who just simply just will lie through his teeth. What's going on in Chicago now? Anything else, or is it just the same old stuff we got to talk about?
It's the same old stuff, and it is sad because lives are being lost, but as you say, you become callous to it, and that's sad. But the problem is they've been trying gun control there for decades. You know, people, perhaps people forget, but from 1982 till 2010, there was a complete ban on handgun ownership. This city has been an experiment in gun control for decades, and you see what it gets you, and so it's sad. But, you know, I did report in that story that they have now crossed that grim threshold of 3,400 shooting victims for the year. That's fatal and non-fatal combined. But just let that number soak in. 3,400 plus people have been shot in that city thus far in 2020 alone.
You know, let me give those numbers that Dr. Hawkins is talking about, the year-to-date numbers. Because he said, let this sink in. And so let's drive this home. Shot and killed 597 people. That number is going to increase. It already has. Some of the people wounded over the weekend who have been shot since Dr. Hawkins gave us those numbers and right this moment in real time live have died. That number is over 600 now, I promise you. Shot and wounded, 2,899. That number's up because there have been more shootings and killings while we're talking. Then he, as he just said, the total shot is now 3,496. That number is well over 3,500. Total homicide, 658. Far beyond. AWR, we passed in Chicago last year's total numbers last month at the beginning of the month, did we not?
I can't remember, but I do.
I think it was.
But see, and here's what you got to understand, too. One of the victims who wasn't killed but was wounded yesterday was a three-year-old girl. Yeah. So, see, this is what we had to understand. I think some people go, well, these are criminals shooting criminals, and they just kind of mark. It's not that way. These are criminals shooting innocent folks many times, and not only innocent adults, but kids. And sometimes the kids are playing with a gun or something. That happens, too. But the point is, it's not just adults dying. It's not just criminals dying. Innocent people are dying. Pregnant mothers are getting shot. What did I write? 3 weeks ago only, an 8-year-old girl was shot and killed, or maybe 4 weeks. But, you know, it's just there's no respecter of persons. One car rolls up on another and someone opens fire, and that's it.
Yeah, and I don't know. Well, I mean, look, here, there is an answer in Chicago, and it's called stop doing what you've been doing. Okay.
Right.
I had gotten into an argument with a leftist, let's just say a very, very dear friend of mine, about a week ago. And when we got to the tail of what was going on in Chicago, all I could tell you was I pretty much showed him how much money he wasted on his PhD. Because there was absolutely nothing he could say to me. The Democrats have owned Chicago for over 100 years. So you can take any category of crap in Chicago and you can place the blame right there. There's absolutely no way to argue around it and out of it. AWR, you have a PhD. How come you can figure that out and he can't?
Well, I don't know. Maybe his PhD wasn't in history or hers, whoever it is you're talking about. But I don't know. I just know that sometimes people don't want to honestly assess, I'll just say that, PhD or not. And what you got to do is you have to look at things honestly. I love Ronald Reagan, but I got to look at him honestly and say, in this area, what did he do? And when I test him that way, I find out, you know what, my love for him, there's good reason for it, because he did the right thing. But I have to be willing. I have to be willing to be wrong. That's the only way you can learn. And some people are not willing to be wrong. And if that's your position, then you've about learned all you're going to learn in this life.
Yeah, and I'm going to take it to the break with this. I guess in a sarcastic way, I'm simply stating it doesn't take a degree in rocket science or a PhD in anything to figure out what's happening if you're intellectually honest with yourself when you look at what we're talking about. I'll be back with AWR Hawkins for another segment, and then Kurt Schilling will be here for a half hour. Woo, power hour. Back right after this. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider FrontSight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm filling your prescription on this very powerful Lead Slingers microphone on hundreds of radio stations across the country, and every bit of the show is being brought to you by X Insurance. If you carry a firearm and you've even considered one of the CCW legal programs that are out there, get yourself a real insurance policy. Don't bother coming in under a membership deal. Get yourself a policy written in your name. Okay, you cover your homes, your cars, your boats, your life, your health with the best. A-rated, AM best, A-rated companies. Why would you do anything less for you if you were looking at jail because some overzealous prosecutor was charging you with a crime for defending yourself and your family? X Insurance is an AM best rated company that writes a policy directly for you and will be there for you guaranteed when the crap hits the fan. Hopefully it never happens, but at least you know you have a policy just like you have for everything else. You wouldn't use member benefits and stuff like that to cover your houses, your cars, your health, third-party stuff. No, you have your own policy. X Insurance. Make sure to check it out. AWR Hawkins, welcome back while you're out on that hunt. We appreciate it. I know we're going to move quick with this here, but you've got a couple happy ending stories in here. One of them is this. What's this OnlyFans star opening fire on alleged home invaders? Headline. I'm trying to piece this together. What's going on with this?
Well, I mean, she's back in the bedroom with her son, and her husband was having people come over to watch a basketball game on TV, and I guess he had just left the door open, and the alleged invaders watched people coming in and just kind of fell in with them and forced their way into the home and pulled out guns, held everyone at gunpoint. And while all this is going on, Ansley, I believe it's Pacheco.
You're right, Pacheco.
She heard the commotion, grabbed her husband's gun in the bedroom, and shot at the people. And anyway, the people end up fleeing the home. The husband comes and grabs the gun, runs out, shoots at them as they flee. And that's pretty much the story, but but maybe the story is the video, home surveillance video captured her running, leaning out of her bedroom door, shooting. And so it kind of gave the story a little life.
Okay. I guess I'm confused. What is OnlyFans? Is that a website?
I believe it is. It may be a website for, I don't know. I'll just leave it at that. I've heard different things about it, but I believe it'd be a website where someone who's trying to be a model or take part in some certain industry might highlight herself. But I don't know that. Okay. I can't speak with authority on it.
Okay, but she apparently, this Ansley Pacheco is very popular on OnlyFans, whatever that is. So,
correct.
You know, that you got to, but this appears to be random. I mean, these types of stories, when they break, I mean, it's you know, they, but here's the thing. God bless her for having a firearm and defending her kids. I mean, the story is amazing. Read it, dig into it, listener and viewer, and find out what you can about it. And then here we have another one, and I love these stories. Gun violence counselor shoots alleged robber dead. Now, I know, but now see, you're chuckling. You got me going here. So gun violence counselor, I guess he's counseling people not to have guns. I don't know. That's what happened.
I don't know what he's doing, but he killed that guy. So that's that. But it's apparently what allegedly happened is that the guy was trying to rob him, and that's why he shot him. A twist to the story, too, is that the guy he shot dead is a sex worker. So I don't know. Read into that what you want. Some of these names are broad, like you say, gun violence counselor. We don't really know what that means. Sex worker. I don't really know what that means. It could mean a number of things, but that happened in Philadelphia on Tuesday.
Okay. There's more likely. We've been doing this a long time together, listeners and AWR. That you get this gut feeling. There's more about this. You just never know. But I mean, you just did it as you always do, just straight up, just reported it and left it at that. Now, I'm going to give you some time here because I want you reviewed a gun that I carry on my person every single day. I have one with me right now, one of several. But the gun that you reviewed, the North American Arms 22 Magnum revolver, is one of my favorite guns ever of all time, ever. That gun goes with me every single time. And you write about why I carry it without mentioning me, but it is the very reason I carry it, because it is the last resort gun. If God forbid somebody's up on top of me and taking me to the ground, this 22 revolver will allow me to stick it right up their nostril and hopefully put an end to the attack against me. That's 22 Magnum, the mini revolver. It's a single action firearm, and it comes with both cylinders for the 22 and the 22 Magnum. And it's one of my favorite. I have a dozen of these things. Tell us about it, because I know you love it. I know you do. And they're one of our sponsors, North American Arms.
Yeah, I mean, I love, and as I said, and keep this in mind, folks, this revolver weighs less than an iPhone 11. So you're talking super compact, five-shot revolver, single action, which means you have to cock it every time. You have to cock the hammer. But a 22 Magnum, if somebody's right on you and it's a life-or-death struggle and you can shoot them in the neck with this gun, or it won't, with a 22 Magnum, it wouldn't even have to just be the neck. But, I mean, if you can get a shot off and hit them, not only is there a good chance you're going to stop the fight, there's a chance you could kill them. So that would stop the fight really well. And so this is a great little gun, too. I keep this gun hidden near me. And I'm not going to say where, because, well, it wouldn't matter. I have a hollowed-out book. And I have a number of books around me. You'd never guess which one. And in a last-ditch effort, I rarely am anywhere without a handgun on my hip, even in my own home, or without a handgun right by my computer. But on that one day, if I go in to get coffee and I leave my handgun by the coffee maker and I go back to my computer, if you kick in my door, I'm at least going to have that North American Arms 22 Magnum with some hot Hornady ammo in it. And yes. And if you get right up on me, I'm going to feel a whole lot better knowing that I have that little pistol, that little revolver, excuse me, and I can cock and rock with it, and I'll do it. And it's a great little gun.
And, it's amazing.
Let me add this. There are a ton of accessories for this little gun. Mm-hmm. And so that's something else that's good, because a lot of people actually get one thing they like about a Glock or about this and that. And I'm not putting Glock down. I love Glock. I got a ton of them. But one thing you like about a Glock is you can buy so many accessories and things right for it. The same is true for a North American Arms mini revolver. And as Mark said, if you get the mini revolver MC, that means that the C is you have a conversion. You can take one cylinder out that's 22 Magnum, put in another cylinder that's 22 long rifle. And so you have both calibers in one gun. And that's my opinion. That's the way to go if you're thinking about getting one. But, you know, everyone makes their own choice.
Well, I tell you, it's a phenomenal gun. AWR Hawkins, next week when we have you on the air, we're going to ask you for some predictions, because we're going to be less than 48 hours out from the most important election in the history of this country. And I want to thank you right now for being here and all the great stories that you do. And I'm glad we got to finish with that North American Arms 22. It's wonderful. Go out and kill something dead. Make sure you post some photos of it. Can't wait to see him myself. AWR Hawkins. Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins, Ph.D., Breitbart News. We'll be back with Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball great, right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. How the heck are you today? Armed American Radio, what a dynamite program so far today. Two ginormous titans in the first hour of the program with Alan Gottlieb, followed by Dr. Robert Turner. Call him Bob. He told us to call him Bob the other day, but I can't do that. I read his resume. That's just a part of it. And I can't call him Bob. I have to call him Dr. Turner. And, you know, I forget to do that with A.W.R. Hawkins as well. Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins, Ph.D. in history and military history. And he just brings it when he writes for Breitbart and everything that we do. He's such a great source for Armed American Radio. We're reaching out to right now for Kurt Schilling. We're going back and forth. We'll have him in here in just a moment. Hopefully we'll see that, because I know we're playing a little bit of phone tag there. But in the meantime, what I wanted to do was I wanted to cover another home invasion, another happy ending story with you before we can get with Kurt. Licensed gun owner shoots alleged home invader in Chicago. We had a number of these instances this week that Dr. Hawkins was writing about. A licensed gun owner shot and wounded alleged home invader in Chicago's Albany Park neighborhood on Wednesday afternoon. So why do we enjoy telling you about home invasions? It sounds terrible, doesn't it? We're not trying to tell you about home invasions in Chicago. What we're telling you is the reality of what's happening in Chicago. Let's start off with the numbers before I go to that happy ending story. I understand we have Kurt Schilling on the phone. We'll go back to Dr. Hawkins here in just a few moments. Kurt Schilling, Major League Baseball great, dear friend of mine. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Mark. Been way, way too long, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's always way too long. Even though we text back and forth, it's way too long. A number of friends of mine wanted me to tell you, friends that you know that we spent some time with, to tell you hello, Steve and some others. So there, that's out there. Yep. Kurt, I miss you, brother. Let me say this. You just tweeted a little while ago, and this is happening in real time, and I love it. I retweeted it myself. Coming to the country in less than 2 weeks, and you tweeted out a view of the electoral map showing Trump at 336, Biden 202. I've predicted Trump 310 plus. As you know, I was right when I predicted 300 plus last election, and you've got this to 336. Give me your thoughts on how you think this is going to shake down, Kurt.
Well, I just don't think your eyes lie to you. I mean, I know what I'm seeing, and it's exactly what I saw in 2016 multiplied by a factor of something I don't know. I mean, you know, the one thing you can say about rallies, for the most part, is that they represent a couple key voter parts. Number one is enthusiasm. It, you know, takes time and takes effort to go vote. It takes time and even probably more effort to go to a rally. The enthusiasm is, well, I don't have to tell you. You see it. It's right. Just overwhelming. I mean, you're seeing tens of thousands at a Trump rally and tens of tens at a Biden rally. And, you know, one of the things I said tonight was, you know, everybody wants to talk, you know, the left trying to do their spin will say, well, Biden supporters are worried about COVID and blah, 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 which we all know is crap because half of them we see off air don't wear masks. So that's baloney. But right. The thing you don't see that I think is very telling is you don't see Biden supporters at Trump rallies. You don't see Trump haters. And I think that's a very important point not to miss right now, because you know, you look at the riots, you look at the protests, and it's I hate Trump, I hate Trump. But there isn't a lot of real energy for it. And it's you know, I mean, except in Hollywood, which, you know, is awesome because you're on the opposite side of Hollywood. You're morally and ethically living your life right. But it's just, it's been overwhelming. And it's, in a way, I guess it's exciting. We're going to see the silent majority rise up, I think, in ways we've never seen before. And I think it's going to stun the left. I think my dream is that the left finally realizes they are very, very much the vocal minority.
You know, you know me well, and I know you, and I know how you think about this, and I know the gut feeling that you feel. I feel it too. And while I want to scare the crap out of listeners, because I don't want anybody to get complacent, Kurt, I still want there to be that gut feel. I feel really good going into this, like I did in 2016. I feel really, really confident. Here's a couple things I want to throw at you, and I want to get your perspective on. Pennsylvania, no doubt, stays Trump. He won 57 of 67 counties in PA in the last election. He won that by a 44,000 vote margin. Erie flipped red for the first time since Reagan, giving him half that. There is no way he's given back Erie to Biden. And Allegheny County, which was one of the 10 counties that went blue, is now, the sheriff is so far behind in concealed carry applications, I'd be shocked if Allegheny stayed blue. It may, but we're seeing a whole lot more voters, and we're also seeing Republicans out register in Pennsylvania by a 3-1 margin than they did in 2016. So that's got to mean something, brother.
Listen, do you think for a second that the left is acting like they're going to win?
No. You and I know that they're desperate.
Right. Right. And the only reason they're desperate is because they see the same things you and I see. I mean, but it hasn't stopped them from doubling down on stupid. That's the amazing thing. I mean, just yesterday, Chelsea was going to tell 50 Cent. I had to remind him that he's black. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, they're so offensive and ignorant to it. The lack of self-awareness is absolutely mind-boggling to me. The things that they say and they do, and you know, we talked about this a lot. There has been, for years, we have said time and time and time again, the left purports to be everything that they hate. They are, everything the left screams, cries, and wails about is who they are. I mean, everything in their life, everything to them is defined by race, religion, or sexual preference, nothing else. And so content of character, that's why they are who they are. Content of character is not really relevant to them. it's more a matter of, you know, who do you sleep with? And who is it okay if I, you know, they want us to care about things they care about, and nobody does. I don't care who you sleep with. You don't have to tell me. It doesn't matter to me. It has no bearing on my life. I don't care what bathroom you use. You just don't need to announce it when you go in. Like, and so you've got millions of people who have been raised on a liberal education, which we now know has taught anything but American history and world history. And these kids are growing up stupid. I mean, come on. Tell me you saw the debate the other night when Trump was talking about Kyle bringing kids across the border. And you had literally hundreds of Democrats and liberals saying, oh, my God, how stupid is Trump? He just said that coyotes are bringing kids across the border.
One of them was a local Georgia politician, state representative, one district over from where I sit in the Armed American Radio studios right now, who said, did I just hear Donald Trump say coyotes?
Quote, a rising star in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, right. There she goes. And she said, did I see that? Lordy, she said, somebody shut him up. Unbelievable, the stupidity.
Yeah. And it really isn't. When you watch, when you see, you know, when you see Stephen Crowder go to Texas Tech and ask kids on campus who won the Civil War, and they say the French, or they ask who fought in it, it's ignorance has become humorous to the left, and that's not good. Not being dumb is not a good thing. But if you notice, they talk to the world like we're the idiots. And I just saw somebody who was in Obama's administration, a very influential guy, who tweeted out, wouldn't it be really great if the guy that won the presidential election was actually the guy that got the most votes? And it was like, and I tweeted out, just think about this. You can be an expert and have multiple degrees and still be too stupid to understand why the framers worded the Constitution the way they did and created the Electoral College.
They it won't sink in. Curt Schilling, I'm talking with Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball legend, the pitcher, the man himself, and I'm very proud and honored to be able to call him a very close friend. We've done some great things together politically. We've traveled around the country. We've spent some time in Tombstone in Tucson, Arizona together at different events. And when we come back from the break, I've got one more quick segment with him before we have to let him go and then go into the roundtable. Fastest hour in radio, Curt Schilling. He'll be right back with me right after this. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, this final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me.
Let's get back to me indeed, and we're going to take this, we're just going to jump right back in with Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball great and conservative activist and a good friend of mine, someone I've really enjoyed working with over the years, personally doing some great things together. Curt Schilling, welcome back inside the studio with me, brother. How you doing, man?
Pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure.
It is indeed a pleasure. You know, I want to go back a little ways with you and wax poetic and reminisce. You know, a number of years ago, I actually broke what my family was going through with breast cancer and my wife on your show, if you recall. That was, can you believe that's been a number? That's been a long time ago. So we've shared some great stuff and done some great things. Let's let listeners benefit from a conversation from me and you, just like we were talking over the phone without the language, but in this case right now. How concerned are you that the left, because we've seen the violence in the Democrat-run cities, how concerned are you for election night, what happens either way the election goes?
I don't, and listen, I'm not prone to hyperbole. I'm very emotional. I'm very passionate about the things I believe in. But I don't go to extremes without extreme confidence in something I'm saying. When Donald Trump wins, I believe the following day there will be, or within the following 48, there will be an armed confrontation by two large groups of people. Here's the thing. Has anyone on the left given you any reason to think when Trump wins that they will stand down?
Absolutely not. In fact, I've gone as far as saying the days that they're going to come together as Americans are over. Dude, that genie's out of the bottle. We can't get it back. They're not going to hold your hand and sing Kumbaya.
Nope. I think we're looking at, and I hesitate to use the term civil war. I'm not sure what else to call it. I see a large confrontation between large groups of people, and here's why. I feel like I can safely speak for a lot of conservative Americans. I'm fed up.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I haven't been pushed around to some degree, but I have. My rights have been infringed, and they've been infringed for a criminal organization, in a sense, in our government. But more importantly, we're watching, well, hell, just look across the pond to Europe. The things that are happening in Europe should scare the hell out of everybody. This is, the EU was formed for the very reason they're thriving right now, which is control and power of the entire continent through executive fiat. And right. We're watching things. And, you know, every time in the last probably year, how many times have you said, oh, my God, 5 years ago, we wouldn't even dream this? That's happening daily, every day. And it's, listen, I'll start at the beginning. We are having a debate. A literal debate in this country on whether or not you need to be a citizen to vote in our election.
Yeah.
How is that possible, number one? And we're watching local government, Chrissy Whitmer and all of these others who have taken their power so far beyond what it was intended to be. We watched the DA in St. Louis indict two people for defending their home legally. They didn't chastise them or call them out or embarrass. They indicted them. We're at a whole nother level. And now with the Hunter Biden stuff, here's the terrifying thing. For some reason, I always assume everybody's as read up and knowledgeable and informed and up to date as I am. And I'm sadly, sadly mistaken. And I realized that when I watch, there's no possible way that you can be a mature, grown, educated adult and think anything other than Hunter Biden's a sleazebag and a criminal, and Joe Biden, who entered the White House, by the way, Mark, as VP with $300,000 of net worth and is now worth north of $15 million.
Well, he's apparently stupid enough to think that we believe, because he says he showed us his tax returns, that he would put that illicit money on his taxes, okay?
I am unbelievably offended that the left thinks I'm as stupid as they are.
It's a great way to put it.
And it started with the deplorables comment. It started with the deplorables comment and the fact that these people pander in ways that are just from Clinton and her hot sauce to Joe Biden with the "you ain't black, man," and vote, all this other BS. It makes me physically angry now. I literally get physically angry because they truly think that I'm that stupid. More importantly to me, Hollywood thinks they're that much smarter than me.
Yeah,
that really offends me.
Well, you know what offends me is when you got outfits like Fox or Breitbart that even give these idiots like Jennifer Aniston or whatever, whoever, like they even give them a name. You know, I interviewed a 17-year-old kid who gave a speech when he was 9 years old. I interviewed him in Jacksonville, Florida about 4 weeks ago on the show, Kurt. He was unbelievable. Championship wrestler and an athlete at school, football player. And we played his speech supporting the Second Amendment when he was 9 years old. And I asked him when we came back from a break, Patricia Arquette or somebody had said something really stupid about all Trump supporters. And I asked this kid, I said, do you happen to know who Patricia Arquette is? He says, no, sir, I'm sorry, I don't. There's your answer. Nobody gives a crap what these people think.
Well,
anybody under 50 doesn't even know who they are.
You know what? You know, there are very few bright lights out of this pandemic because the government has ensured chaos and the destruction that they have wrought is literally treasonous. But the fact of the matter is we got a generation reset on their priorities about who is and who is not important. We have seen professional sports as a former professional athlete, I'm a professional sports guy. Lost billions of, I'm putting my hand to God. I have not watched a single pitch live of Major League Baseball this year. Not one.
Oh, You know, I've been wanting to ask you about that, Kurt. I've turned off the NFL. I haven't watched an NFL game now, and this is my fourth season. Yep. Couldn't even tell you what's happening. Couldn't care. NBA, you've got to be kidding me. I don't even know what the letters stand for anymore. And baseball, I'm so saddened, even by the fact that they're even calling this a World Series after a 72-game season, to me is just remarkable that they're not just calling it a championship game. And God bless you for saying that, man. That means a lot, and I know that that hurts you. I know it hurts you.
Well, it was my life. You know, but the problem is, unlike a lot of liberals, what I did for a living isn't who I was. It's what I did.
Right.
My career, it's been a little bit of a struggle afterwards, you know, health and all the other stuff. But the fact of the matter is, I was incredibly blessed. That part of my life's over. And I'm okay with that. And the fact is, I'm incredibly happy and have not needed – I'm not watching sports. I don't watch movies. Now I'm at a point where I remember when I was young, my father used to say things like, I'm not watching that. That guy's an idiot. And I was like, what are you talking about? Why would you? Now I'm not going to give Robert De Niro or any of these dirtballs any of my money. None.
Unbelievable.
I've seen myself. I can do it. I mean, you know, if nothing else, this pandemic in many ways has brought some families back to the dinner table, which is a great thing.
It's also separated some, too. Hey, brother, listen, I got to cut out, but here's what I want to tell you. First off, Shonda and the kids are doing well, right? Everybody's healthy?
Yep, we're dealing with breast cancer now, too.
Oh, I'll talk to you about that later. I'll talk to you about that later. Yep. Kurt Schilling, unbelievable. Wow, that, okay. Mm. I'm going to leave it on this note. You heard him. Kurt Schilling. He's got your back, okay? He really, truly does. Get out there and follow him on Twitter. At Garrig38, I believe it's at Garrig38. Just look him up on Twitter, Kurt Schilling. You'll find him everywhere. Coming up next, a roundtable like you will never believe. The topics are going to be explosive because we're 9 days out from the most important election in our lifetime. Kurt Schilling, thank you, brother, for everything. We love you. We love your family. And
you
I'll have to reach out to you soon.
Your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.